Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The New York Trilogy by Paul Auster, performed by Joe Barrett, produced by Audible Incorporated.
City of Glass, Chapter 1. It was a wrong number that started it, the telephone ringing 3 times in the dead of night and the voice on the other end asking for someone he was not. Much later, when he was able to think about the things that happened to him, he would conclude that nothing was real, except chance. But that was much later. In the beginning, there was simply the event and its consequences. Whether it might have turned out differently or whether it was all predetermined with the first word that came from the stranger's mouth is not the question. The question is the story itself, and whether or not it means something is not for the story to tell. As for Quinn, there is little that need detain us. Who he was, where he came from, and what he did are of no great importance. We know, for example, that he was 35 years old. We know that he had once been married, had once been a father, and that both his wife and son were now dead. We also know that he wrote books. To be precise, we know that he wrote mystery novels. These works were written under the name of William Wilson, and he produced them at the rate of about one a year, which brought in enough money for him to live modestly in a small New York apartment. Because he spent no more than 5 or 6 months on a novel, for the rest of the year he was free to do as he wished. He read many books, he looked at paintings, he went to the movies. In the summer he watched baseball on television. In the winter he went to the office.